Welcome to a story about the Eiffel Tower, La Tour Eiffel. It is a story about a tower that has been disliked, feared, meant to be only temporary, and ordered to be destroyed. But let's start from the beginning. In one way, we can say it started with the French Revolution in 1789. It was to commemorate this important revolution that a world fair was set up 100 years later. So the tower was built as a centerpiece for the 1889 Exposition Universelle in Paris. But even before it was built, there was controversy, because prior to the Eiffel Tower's construction, no structure had ever been constructed to a height of 300 meters, not even 200 meters. Many believed it was impossible. Some were afraid the tower would fall down, endangering the people and buildings of Paris. Others simply considered it ugly. There was a petition called Artists Against the Eiffel Tower, published in 1887, the time when the tower was supposed to start the building of it. And it said, "We, writers, painters, sculptors, architects, and passionate devotees of the hitherto untouched beauty of Paris, protest with all our strength, with all our indignation, against the erection of this useless and monstrous Eiffel Tower." Eiffel himself said, "My tower will be the tallest edifice ever erected by man. Will it not also be grandiose in its way?" One funny story about this is that one of the protesting artists was Guy de Maupassant, the author of the known La Boule de Suif, the dumpling, because he was protesting, but later he often had lunch in the tower. When asked about this, he said, "Well, this is the only place I can have lunch in this city without having to see the tower." As we know, this wonderful tower was built, and the main structural work was completed at the end of March 1889, and Eiffel celebrated by leading a group of government officials and some people from the press to the top of the tower. And 9 days after the opening of the exposition, the tower was opened to the public. It was an instant success. By the end of the exhibition, there had been close to 2 million visitors, and today there have been more than 300 million visits. However, it was not meant to stay the tower. The intention was to have it only for 20 years. Later on, it was going to be dismantled. That was the first decision. However, after 20 years, people were no longer afraid of the tower. It had even become popular. And it was useful. It was valuable for radio telegraphy, so it was allowed to remain. And this was especially good in the First World War, because in 1914, when the war broke out, a radio transmitter was located in the tower, and that transmitter jammed German radio communications, seriously hindering their advance on Paris. It was also important in the Second World War. Upon the German occupation of Paris in 1940, the lift cables were cut by the French so that the German soldiers had to climb the tower to hoist a swastika flag. Then there was another big threat to the tower. When the Allies were nearing Paris in August, 4 years later, we're nearing the end of the Second World War, Hitler ordered the military governor of Paris to demolish the tower, along with the rest of the city. Luckily, the governor disobeyed this order. Then, in 1964, 20 years later, the Eiffel Tower was officially declared to be a historical monument. So the tower is now the most visited paid monument in the world. As I mentioned, there have been 300 million visits since the tower was completed in 1889. Many of us are grateful that this monument has been built and that it is still available for us to experience. I hope you are